back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back to Mugs of the Morning, KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. We're broadcasting live from the Bruce Furniture and Floor Coverings here in beautiful downtown North Platte. 8:15, still 63 degrees. Going to be a high today near 90 degrees. We welcome in Luke Kaufman, the official announcer for the Buckin Battle and Bash at the North Platte Stockyards tomorrow. Luke, appreciate you joining us this morning.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Now, Luke, tell us exactly about your involvement in the business here before we dive into the Stockyards Buckin Battle and Bash. Mention you're a North Carolina native and go all throughout the globe here for different events such as this.
Yeah, I get to go witness bull riding from the best seat in the house.
The microphone
right
doesn't block the view either.
Nope, you're right there. And I mean, you know, my job's kind of similar to your job. You know, mm-hmm. I'm just there to inform people and to get excited with them. You know, because sometimes if people have never seen a bull riding, they don't know what they're watching. So if there's a 90 point bull ride, they don't know what that means. You
sure.
know, you try to get them excited. You know, mm-hmm. you're half informer, half cheerleader. You know,
a little bit of both.
That's a good description.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
Now, you've got your work cut out for you here, Luke. Obviously, you know the rich history here of bull riding in North Platte and the rich events here. We're spoiled with Randy Corley year after year at the Buffalo Bill Rodeo, so it's going to be some big shoes for you to fill, but you're up for the task, young man.
Yeah, Randy's a legend, man. I've got to know him really good. I knew his father-in-law really, really good. He's a Pro Rodeo Hall of Famer,
oh, yeah.
Hadley.
One of the best that's ever been, if not the best.
Yep, Nebraska man, actually.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's... It's good when you get to watch bull riding like at this level, and especially with kind of what's been going on. People have been kind of trapped inside, and bull riding's pretty much been shut down. Mm-hmm. Now guys are hungry, so like I think you're going to see probably some of the best bull riding in a long time come here. So my job's going to be pretty easy. I'm just going to be like sit back and watch. Say, how about that?
Is this your first time in North Platte?
This is my first time in North Platte, yes, but not my first time in Nebraska. I've actually, my family grew up just about an hour from here in Oshkosh.
Oh, sure.
I've got my
beautiful area.
Yeah, my great-grandpa had a ranch there for 50 years. My dad grew up there, so it's good to come back kind of where I'm from.
Come back to the roots.
Yes, sir.
So, and obviously, you come back to where a lot of bull riding and a lot of great bull riding's been done, and the sport of rodeo was really found in a lot of ways.
Oh, man, talking about my family, just to toot their horn a little bit, my grandpa, he rodeoed with Hadley back in the days.
Oh, wow.
And this was kind of one of the biggest metropolises of rodeo. You know, everybody wants to associate Texas with big rodeos, but back when it really got going in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, up here was just as big as anywhere in Texas. And then you go even further, you know, people like Justin McBride, he's from the same town over there. Mark Ward, who's actually bringing the bulls and putting on the event, the Bull Team Challenge event mm-hmm. here.
Dustin Elliott, right?
Yep,
here.
Dustin Elliott, all those guys. It's a big spot with a lot of talent.
Luke, we sure do appreciate you taking some time for us here today. Appreciate having you here in the area for this big event. So if folks are unfamiliar with what Kyle and the crew are doing at the Stockyards today and throughout the weekend, can you tell us exactly what they can expect if they attend?
I mean, so you're going to get there. They've got a beer garden, which that's probably a good indication. It's going to be a good time to right off the bat there.
Absolutely. That was a selling point for you, right? They said, hey, we've got a beer garden.
They said the beer garden's right behind the announcer stand. I said, I'm in. I'll be there.
I'm on my way.
There's a perk right there.
But so the bull riding competition, it's not just a competition for the riders. It's also a competition for the stock contractors that own the bulls. So mm-hmm. basically there's about 10 or 12 different guys that have brought their best bulls, and they put them on a team. So they pay an entry fee, and there's a purse of added money. So basically the best bulls would get rewarded along with the best bull riders, which is pretty cool. And for the first time in this area, really, we're actually going to have a head-to-head freestyle bullfighting match. And freestyle bullfighting is basically where you have a purebred Spanish fighting bull, like the kind that are fought in the rings in Spain and Mexico and Portugal. And we've got two bullfighters that are both from right here in Nebraska, and they're going to basically have to go in there for 60 seconds. They're going to jump the bull. They're going to step around him. They're going to try and get as close to the bull without the bull running them over as possible. And that winner is going to get, I don't know, however much, a pretty good purse, pretty sizable purse to have to go up against a bull that's trying to run you over.
Enough to cover medical bills.
Yeah.
And one of those bullfighters is a Thedford cowboy, I believe, right?
Yep.
Zach's from Thedford.
Yep, Zach Call. Yep, Thedford, Mullen area. Mm-hmm. And Bo Sheets, he's from O'Neill. And those two guys, they're talking about great talent from Nebraska.
Oh,
those
yeah.
two are like, they've consistently been in the top 10 in the freestyle bullfighting world for the past 5 years. And they're both from right here in western Nebraska. So it's pretty cool.
Homegrown talent.
Yep. And they're going to go head to head and duke it out. And just for fun, you know, because I mean, this is they're going to work the event as well, work the protection side of it,
sure.
help the Cowboys out. But that's where they get to shine. So.
It's going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be a great event for people to get out and shake the dust off of their social skills and get out and have a good time after having a lot of time shut in isolation. This comes at a perfect time.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to buck bulls each night at 7 o'clock, and then on Saturday at 3 o'clock we're actually going to have another little freestyle bullfighting deal. It's something that just kind of like that. It's just let people come in, hang out, check it out. We're going to run through probably about 10 freestyle fighting bulls, so just
wow.
something to hang out, open up the beer garden a little early, and make a whole day of it.
Oh, it's going to be a great time, and if folks are concerned about the virus, this is a perfect opportunity, too, to have some fun. There's going to be more than enough room to social distance. I mean,
yeah.
you've been
yeah,
out
outside, wind blowing, it's a great place.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Stockyards, plenty of room if folks are concerned about
yep.
it.
Yeah, yeah, they have plenty of room, and they've got the precautions in place, so, yeah, it's... You know, bring your mask, whatever makes you feel comfortable, and come enjoy it.
City Slickers ought to bring the mask anyway, because that's going to help with some of that odor. So
there you go.
City Slicker, wear the mask anyway.
There you go.
Double whammy. Got to
experience the whole thing.
I don't think we have too many of those listening this morning anyway. I think everybody likes the smell of money. So.
Yep. yep.
Well, Luke, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
Nope, just glad to be here. If you guys are... tired of being stuck in the house like I've been over the past couple months, just come enjoy it. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, absolutely. Going to be a great time. And I want to give a big shout-out to Kyle and the crew from the Stockyards for
yep.
putting this on. I mean, this is great talent, and this is what good old talent's supposed to be like, a good old fun time.
Yeah, it's going to be really good, and I appreciate those guys, too, kind of, you know, sticking their necks out, trying to put – I mean, this is the first time I've been to an event in 3 months, so
mm-hmm.
And I usually stay busy year round. So these guys they're trying to make something happen. They're just trying to get the ball rolling. So my hat's off to them too.
Excellent. So you're saying that you're ready also.
Yeah. I'm beyond ready. I'll be there with bells and whistles on.
I don't blame you. Well, hey, you're announcing, so you almost have to have the bells and whistles on anyway. It's
That's
part
right.
of the gig, right?
That's right.
So. Well, it's good to meet you, sir, and we sure do appreciate you stopping by the studio this morning.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
We'll wrap up Mugs in the Morning after this on KODY 1240 AM 106.1 FM.